Yeah, DC 101 with the Grease Man. It's so easy. It is so easy. There are so many opportunities for the quick bump and run. That's the reason why the Hop of the Gaga handbook is weighing upwards of 75 pounds. As the chapters keep growing and growing. Chapter 652, Real Estate Hubble. Yeah, it's the weekend, and you got a couple of videotapes, some good movies you want to watch. You got a six-pack. But the old doodads are tingling, and you feel like you might like to cut a slice before you settle in. Well, this is kind of fun. All you need is your battery-operated tape player with some romantic music. Take the pillows off your bed and throw them in the back of your car. Maybe even put on a suit and tie just for grins. And take a drive in the country. Whatever country happens to be near you. You're in Maryland. Drive through the rolling hills of Potomac. In Virginia, the suburbs of Vienna. What are you looking for? You're looking for those open house signs on people's front lawn. You're drawing casually on a camel. They're everywhere, especially on the weekend. Open house, for sale. You go inside there and take a look around. If the realtor's some guy, you just say, yeah, nice house, thanks, bye-bye. But if the realtor looks like a woman that you might be up for a skewering, yeah, that's when you look around and say, ooh, she looks pretty good. She'll go, hi there, how you doing? This is where your suit and tie pays off because you look a little more credible. If you like the way she looks and you want to bottom knock it, you say, hey, how you doing? I think this is it. She'll say, what? You say, this is the house. This is the, yes, yes. And you go pounding up the stairs, you know, with every door and closet you open, keep going, yes! She'll say, well, you like the house? You look kind of young to be, starting your first house? Are you married? You say, no, I'm not married. Matter of fact, I just came to town. I don't know a whole lot about it. You see, my father doesn't want me to live in the dormitory. Oh, yes, he's got more bucks than he knows what to do with. And he feels that if I'm in the dormitory, I'm going to be going to beer blasts. I'm going to be going to socials. I'm never going to study. I'm going to be involved. She'll say, oh, so you're a student. She'll say, what college are you going to? Just make one up. It doesn't matter. We're going to AU, yeah. You know, Dad's got this thing about me being a doctor just because he's a doctor, and just because he's made millions in Beverly Hills, he thinks I'm going to make millions in Beverly Hills. I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to pre-med there at AU, and he wants me to live in a house. He said I could have any house I want under $500,000. What is this? $325,000? No, bro, money bags, Pop. I like it. I like it. Of course, now she's hot as a pistol, because that turns on these real estate babes, you know? Thought of making it a... She's thinking of that commission on the 325. Rich kid? No fuss, no muss with financing? You make that clear, too. Financing, hell, we don't care. Who knows what the interest rate is? Pop's not going to pay it. We're talking cash money, lady. Anyway, you just keep running around. Just keep opening closet doors, turn on, flush the toilets a couple of times. Here's how you close on that thigh. You stand there in front of the fireplace in the living room and say, you know, before I call Pop and drag him out here, I got to try something. Do you mind? I mean, that fireplace, I can see myself in front of it. You know, sooner or later, I'm going to get a girlfriend and invite her. Do you mind if I put some pillows in front of the fireplace and just look at it for a second? What, you going to say no? I mean, there you are, the live wire. Ready to pay you 300 G's cash for this place. She'll say, sure, bring your pillows in. You run out to the car. On the way out, you take that sign that's stuck in the lawn that says open house. You pull that baby up and throw it face down. Oof. You don't want to be disturbed. As you grab your pillows and your radio, it is sexy music, maybe even a bottle of wine. Throw the pillows all around. You say, yeah, this is great. I like it. Lying here on my elbows, I can just picture the fire, the fireplace. And would you mind, you know, let's say, well, what the hell? Would you like a little glass of wine? We'll both look at the fireplace together. You know, make believe there's a raging blaze in there. What do you think? Of course you'll lie down on that thing. With 325 G's, the commission, come on. Yeah, you lie there. You polish off that bottle of wine. You're laughing. You're talking about how you're going to move the furniture in. To you, it's a done deal, right? She's thinking, I can't believe it. I'm going to sell this house today. You start nuzzling. One thing leads to another. You got any problem with that? She said, well, geez, I don't know. Geez, what do you think you're doing? You say, well, that's okay. I guess I didn't really want this house anyway. Then you say, well, I don't know. I don't normally involve myself with my clients like this, but in this case, I guess maybe I'll... a little bit of that, and then maybe a little bit of that. She kind of rounded off real nice. Just rest your head on the fireplace, yeah. That's right. And no fuss, no muss. You know, you're out of there in a heartbeat. You just jump up trowel. Well, geez, let me go get Pop so we can firm this up. I'll be right back. Sweet one, eh? Yeah, sweet.
The Grease Man on DC 101.